I'll be very careful.
Okay.
Thank you for
Yes. Moshe Kosko, what about Yushel, the brother? You see him? Oh. Oh.
Dad, you make a hope on cat here.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
I know. You can't understand why you're not losing weight on your diet either.
She wants me to lose weight.
That was probably tagging up on my face. About
a diet we're going to go to the inyan of a sefer Torah, more or less some of the gedarim about the chiyuv of the mitzvah of writing a sefer Torah, or owning a sefer Torah. We'll see what how you fulfill the mitzvah. It so happens that I'm involved in looking at a lot of those in Yonim because there's coming up in the Chavis Park community, there's a lot of sefer Torah to the memory of the late Yisrael Prero, Zal, who used to sit near Selangi at our Daf Jamie for years and years, and passed away suddenly, almost 2 years ago. So they taking it to me, I'm looking at a lot of those in Yonim. That's sort of what you call he snaps loose from a chava. Apology for coming to this Indian. But it's always a worthwhile Indian, and sometimes it's not understood properly. As some always describe that mitzvah, it's the last mitzvah in the Torah. If you look in the last mitzvah, Kisa Lechem, we'll see it from the Lashon of the Rambam in the Shulchan Aruch, where it says in Parshas Hazinu, Atta Kisa Lechem et Shashir Azreis al Sefer Ad Tumam. So now let's take a look here at the Rambam. Here it's Perek Zion, Halacha Aleph. The Rambam describes it this way, and we see certain nuances that are different than the Makor that we find in the Gemara. Mitzvah Sasei, Hakol Ish V'Ish, Mi Yisrael, Listo Sefer Torah Liatzma. Now, it doesn't say anything about an Isha. That's also a subject separate, not part of this, but it seems that it's a mitzvah that is not... It has nothing to do with Mangum. The main thing is that we'll see is the following, if you bring it up. So the whole deen, as we'll see, that comes out when Mephoshim described as a mitzvah, Ksiva Sefer Torah, is not to have a Sefer Torah in our own Kadesh. It's the main reason is, where it says Vesima, Vesima Vafiyam Atumam, to learn. So if women are not in the Chiyuv of Talmud Torah, so therefore they're not in the Chiyuv of Ksiva Sefer Torah. So someone will ask the Kasha, but if they, women in the morning, as far as the Seder Brachos, if they learn anything or study anything, they make the Bracha, Asher Kiddushonu Mitzvotu Etzivonu La'asik V'Divrei Torah. How can they make the Bracha? They're not mechuyev in that. So there's a famous Brisker response to that. He says a very interesting, what you say, achat. That's the Rebelbu, Rabbi Yitzchak Zev, in the Chedushim on the Rambam. He said, it has nothing to do with the chiyuv on the Isha or on the man. Making a bracha on the Torah, he says, the deen is, that, to use the language, I heard it in the yeshivas, at least from the Blade Malamzal and others, he said that the chiyuv is, the bracha, the Torah fodder the bracha. If you have a fruit, you're going to make a bracha on it. If you have the Torah and you're going to learn the Torah requires you to make a bracha. So it doesn't matter whether you're male or female. So you're chayav to make the bracha. It has nothing to do whether you're mechuyav in it or not. That's the point. That's the chiddush that the Revelbel, I think he brings it from his father, the Chaim. So that's the difference when it comes to... What?
He does quote the Chaim.
Yeah, I know. That's where it brings it there in the... Kedushe Hagriz. Yeah. All right. So let's get to the mitzvah here. Mitzvah Sasei called Ishri Yisrael, Listo Sefer Torah Liatro, Shanema, Liatro Kisa Lachem Es Ashira. Flamer. So the question is, this is in the middle of the Parsha of the Feder of Hazinu, and Hazinu is Ashira, so maybe the Mitzvah is only on the Shira. So that's what the Rambam says, Flamer. Kisa Lachem Torah Shiyesh Bo Ashira Zu. You have to write the whole Torah which contains the Shira, because with the you don't write, I mean, there's no mitzvah just to write a parsha on the Torah or so forth. You know, if you write, if there's a mitzvah of ksiva, of the text of the Torah, you have to write the whole text, and in order to fulfill that mitzvah of kishul lachem. The afolpi, then he made, Rambam says another thing. The afolpi shenichalo avesov sefer Torah. Let's say somebody inherits a Sefer Torah from a father, had a Sefer Torah in the house. Many people that I've known and so forth, they have in the family a Sefer Torah that comes down sometimes for generations. Sometimes it's a remarkable antique that's worth a fortune, because they say that this Gadol or this Chassidus should have had this Sefer Torah. And, you know, that, it has that particular type of value. He says, you're not yet to this mitzvah if you inherit it. It's a mitzvah, richto mishalo. That base that's quoted in the Ketzer Mishnah, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Topalachom and Base, where the Gemara says, if you take a look there, I just have it underlined, Topalachom and Base, on the other, Afa Pisha Nihalo Avesov, Sefer, that's in the Ketzer Mishnah, Afa Pisha Nihalo Avesov, Sefer Torah Yodom, Mitzvah Lichta Mishalo, Shanem, Vata Kisu Lachem, Es Ashira. And then it does, we'll see. So that's the marker that with Yerusha alone, although you have full possession of the Sefer Torah, you're not Yetzer, the Mitzvah that you got, the Yerusha. Then further, the In Kosvo Biyodo. Now, if a person actually has the ability, he's a sefer, and he writes a sefer Torah. Harehu kik ilu kiblo mihar Sinai. We'll see where the Rambam got that lashon, as if he was mekabelit from Har Sinai. Vim ainu yodei lichtei, but supposing he doesn't, which is the case mostly today, is acherim kaisela. Somebody else he designates a sefer for that. Lechol hamagir sefer Torah. Anyone that corrects a Sefer Torah, let's say there's something missing in it. Rafilo Eish Achas, Harehu Keilu Kosher Kulu. It's as if he wrote the entire Sefer. In other words, by making Hagor of something that is missing, he fulfills the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. That's what he's trying to tell us. Now, there's a certain Gemara here that the Rambam left out. And we'll take a look. Well, what about buying a Sefer Torah? Going and buying one. He talks about Yerusha, you're not Yetzer. The Hagor on a Sefer Torah, you are Yetzer. And if you delegate a Sefer to write a Sefer on your behalf, it's like Shluga Shalom Kameser, you're Yetzer. What about you go and buy a Sefer Torah? Person wants us to when we time the mitzvah of Sefer Torah by owning it, he goes and buys it somewhere from someone. Well, we'll see about that, whether you're allowed to sell a Sefer Torah or not. But just saying, that the Rambam does not mention here. Notice that. So let's take a look at the Gemara Menachos. And that's Lamed Amud Aleph.
If you buy one of the letters, it's a Sefer Torah, right?
What?
If you buy one of the letters, right?
Yeah.
Then you have to appoint yourself as your
Shaliach,
right?
Well, of course. That's what generally happens. You're not going to mess up that Sefer Torah unless you're an expert surfer yourself. This has nothing to do with buying the letter. You're just saying here, if a person's magia, we'll see how the pshat is from the Gemara. Why did a person have to be magia? Means there must have been a mistake or something missing. And now you're correcting the mistake. And you make the Sefer Torah for a shlema. It becomes now Torah Tamima, or Torah Shlema, whichever way you want to describe it. But let's take a look at the marker in the Gemara, and one of them that Rambam does not mention. I have it there underlined. Yom Rabbi Yeshua bar Abba Omer Abgidol Omer Rav. And here's the case. Halokeach Sefer Torah min Ashuk. Beitav Nitzrim and Ashur. Very interesting explanation. Someone goes and buys a Sefer Torah out in the marketplace. It's up for sale. It is as if he sees at Yachat. He sees the mitzvah min Ashur. Kosvo, if he wrote a Sefer Torah, there's a big madre. Now this part that Rambam left out. Kosvo, malo olav akosav kilo kiblo mihar Sinai. But if he himself wrote the Sefer Torah, it's as if he was makabalit al har Sinai. What's the comparison? We'll see later at Beis Yosef how he tries to explain that lashon. And Omer Avsheshes, and here's the third thing that you have there in the Rambam, im hagia afilu eis achas mala olav kilo kosro. If he even corrected it there, in the second, number two, afilu hagia were corrected, one eis is as if he wrote it. Now take a look first at Rashi on the lashon. The chaytav mitzvah, who mitzvah oba. Not only he did a mitzvah. Havei kotav, havei mitzvah yaseh tvei. In other words, what he's saying, if he bought the Sefer Torah min Ashuk, he has a mitzvah. What mitzvah does he have? Obviously it must be the mitzvah of, as if he wrote the Sefer Torah. But it's not as if he was makabalat mehar Sinai, it's only if he wrote it himself. That's the point. But the Rambam doesn't mention the word of buying a Sefer Torah. Doesn't say anything about that. Leaves the whole thing out, which we just learned. Now look how Tesis explains. Tesis has a different nuance explaining Afila Hagia Eis Achas. Look there, Tesis, Radown, Imagia, Bo Afila Eis Achas, down there on the left side, the small Tesis, Tavis, the Sefer Torah Shalokah Min Ashuk, Lo Nefshav Od, Kechetoy Mitzvah, Shohoya Eitel Chaveiro, the Aveva. Why? So why was it the Chaveiro Baveiro? In other words, the one that had it had a Sefer Torah that was possible. It was a possible Sefer Torah. Just like, it happens, it shouldn't happen the way it happens, that in the course of Kriyas HaTorah, you find a mistake. And it's, so what do? You put the gartle around, put it in the Rehan Kedish, and hopefully you'll get a Sefer to correct it as soon as possible. Unfortunately, many times I leave it there for a long time. Because the Gemara and Suba says, well, the Masha Sefer Torah, Psula, the Beisai, and it's not Magia, is over on the Pasuk of Tishken B'Olecha Abla. Don't leave something that is an Abla, if you're over on a Veva. It's a Lav Medivei Kabbalah, whatever you want to say, but it's an Isur. So here he's saying that the person, Lonesev Ocha Chaita Mitzah Shoy Eto Chaveva B'Aveva, Shoyamasha Sefer Shaina Muga. He had a Sefer which was not correct, and Nomalam Alzeh Kilu Kosvo. And therefore, it's as if he wrote it, because it was a possible Sefer Torah, it was not complete. Once he completed it, it has a different opinion of the Gemara. Now, this whole Sugya has certain problems in it. One of the major problems in there's a Sefer, a series of Sfarim and Kochim, written by the Charkiv Rav, though. Charkiv Rav was someone who was very close to the last Brisker Rav. In fact, the name of the series on Kochim, they're large Sfarim, Nisibo Sakedish. That's the name of it. In fact, his son was married to someone from my late mother-in-law's family, into the Sapir family. His name was David Solomon. He was the son of the Parker Rav, who was about Ram Solomon, Parker in Russia, and came to Eretz Yisrael. David Solomon is the one that founded in near Petah Tikva a yeshiva for Teiru Malacha. He founded that. In fact, I once met him when he came to America, but unfortunately, he died a fairly young man. Anyhow, the Charkiv Rav was a great Lamdan, and on that Nesivos HaKedush, he has one of the rare things that you don't see, at least in the years or decades ago, a Hashkama from the Brisker Rav. And the handwriting, you see it. What's amazing, I'm just mentioning this as an aside, if you compare the handwriting of the Brisker Rav and the handwriting of Yosher Ber Soloveitchik, Mahagonabayim or Matsmichim, it looks almost exactly the same. The way it's leaning and the way the letters are written, you would think it's the same person, wrote the same thing. But anyhow, so in the Nesivos HaKodesh, which is a blot safer on all of the Sechta, it has one on Zvachim and on Menachos, and he has it on Tmura, and I think on Erech, Nesivos HaKodesh. So he analyzes their problems here just looking at the Gemara. And what are some of the problems here? That, of course, we know there's a mitzvah saseh of writing a sefer Torah. That's what the Torah says. Kisu lechem es hashira hazeis. Now, why did we have this lashon in the Gemara? Or so, why alakei sefer Torah min hashuk b'chaytev mitzvah min hashuk? But the question is, what mitzvah is it? You're not mekayim the mitzvah of the shleimus by writing the sefer Torah. You bought it from somebody. So what kind of mitzvah is it? The Tesis says you have a mitzvah, you take it out from a psul, because when you take it from the shuf, that's where Tesis learns the pshat, the magia. Eitachet is talking about the person that bought that sefer Torah, which is psul, that was with the mecher, who should have corrected it, but he sold it in the state of psul, and so forth, so then he has a mitzvah, he's completing it. But some, just to say, when it says pashas, alakeah sefer Torah min hashuk, could mean 100% kosher sefer Torah. So how do we know that by acquiring the sefer Torah, that you have a mitzvah? We know that by Yerusha, which the Rambam has said, brought that Gemara in Sanhedrin, you don't have any mitzvah. You're just owning a sefer Torah. You acquire the sefer Torah through Yerusha, and Yerusha is an automatic kenyan. You don't have to make a Maisa kenyan. A person could be 1,000 miles away, and it belonged to his father, and the father passed away, automatically inherited his. It's his property. You don't have to make a kenyan in it. So, without any effort whatsoever.
That's what it's called.
So he's saying, kechetev, but so there, that's not a mitzvah of exiva. So why don't we say by buying? Now buying, we'll see, that goes into a different inyan. Because buying, maybe there's the reason why it's a mitzvah, as the Park of Arav will say later on in the discussion, you did an effort. You went, to go and buy a sefer Torah, because I'm handling. You have to haggle to buy it, to get it. You know, we used to have people that visited Europe after the Holocaust, or a few years afterwards, there, when they walked in some of the streets in Poland, like, you know, my son, Roland Gesund, visited Poland with his late father-in-law, who was a Holocaust survivor from Poland itself. So they went and visited Poland, they were in Krakow, and they saw a store. In the store, the window, that he is a Goyesha, the Polak. He had different Torah. So in fact, he called me from Poland and said, should I buy him? He wants a lot of money. I said, don't do that. Because you never know who knows they might, where they stole it from or where they got it from. It's like, it's not an Indian, like a, it's almost like pigeon shruyum in that sense. Because once you start going to try to grab it up to buy it, and he knows the price, they gave fantastic high prices. Well, I said, don't do it. That's not for you to do that. So there is not a question, and then who knows where that sefer Torah came from or so forth, how many psulim it has, you'd have to correct it, whatever it is. If it wasn't owned by anybody and you could trace the real ownership of it, then you could claim it as belonging to you. But like this, who knows where they got it? They did all sorts of strange things happen with sefer Torah. When we were in Minsk, I'm just mentioning it, an extraordinary idea in Minsk in Belarus, there in the Jewish community center, there was a mini museum that had there, in one case, it had there the yeria of a sefer Torah. So we asked, where did that come from? So they said, this is the story. There's a town near Minsk, Smilovitz. In fact, in Smilovitz was where the Kovnov was a Rav first. That's right. And he later married the Minsker Godel's daughter, Rabbi Yochanan Perlman. So this is Rav Aaron Doivberg Shapiro, Zalakov Naval, he was around there. But anyhow, that what happened was that town was wiped out. That they killed the whole Jewish population, like they killed most of a lot of the Jews from Minsk slaughter. So one of the Goyim came upon the Sefer Torah. He didn't know too much what it was. He had to repair a patch in his roof. This is the story they told. He tore the patch, and remember, it's like leather. It's parchment. It's parchment. He put it on his roof, and strange things happened in his house. This is what they told me, that after about a year or so, suddenly his daughter died. You saw? Then another terrible thing happened. So he started to wonder, he started to ask around, why is this all happening, or so forth. So someone finally told him, well, look what you did. You took some Jewish item. So what he did, he cut it back off the roof and gave it back to the Jews. This is what happened. So you never know where these, but this is a story that was told right there in that mini museum. So here, the Sefer Torah was up for sale, and this person, in the way the Gemara says, that mitzvah, or like Rashi says, he did a mitzvah, without correcting anything. That is by taking that mitzvah. So where's the mocker for that? Where's the mocker? That's what the Chacham of Rav asked in the Sivas HaKadosh. You have to have a mocker when you're saying a particular thing. I mean, if you write it, then you have the mitzvah. If you delegate someone to write it, Shluchu Shalom Kamesa. These are halachas. But where he says in the Mishnah Baisa, you don't have, why is this Indian of the Rekeiah Sefer Mitzvah Ovid? And maybe that's why Tesra said that Mitzvah Ovid, by buying the non-kosher Sefer Torah, which had something missing, and then he gear, it's connected, that's when he has the Mitzvah otherwise. But with the buying alone, maybe not. And it could be that maybe the Rambam is learning like Tesis is, that in the Lekicha buying itself is, if it's a full Sefer Torah, maybe there's no mitzvah in having that. That's all. It's only when you're Magiyah, when buying that something that is missing. So that's one of the points that the Chacham Rav brings up there.
Chacham Rav isn't saying that Lekicha is itself a master of it.
Well, he does. He comes later on to the conclusion. Later on, he comes to the conclusion that since there's no mocker in a Mishnah or from a Braisa, there's no mocker in a Mishnah Braisa, we have to rely on some sort of a Svara. So what would be the Svara? The Svara would be that the Ishtadlus to buy it and the paying out of money is considered a Maisa. And that Maisa is equivalent. That's equivalent to doing some sort of a mitzvah. Now, does it mean, so that would follow Rashi's approach.
Right.
Because Rashi says mitzvah of it. So what mitzvah are we talking about? The mitzvah, ksiva, sefer, Torah. But if you go and write it yourself, that's a greater madrega, it's like a hizur, hilukiblu mihar sinai. That's in your har sinai. And we'll see later in the Beis Yosef shortly, you'll see that the Beis Yosef will say that the Hishtadlus to go and buy it is a very big Indian. You have a Hishtadlus to write a Sefer Torah. The fact you have a Hishtadlus to write a Sefer Torah, and you go and do that, it'll Kiblo Mihar Sinai. Why is it Kiblo Har Sinai? Just like the Jews had to travel through the desert of Har Sinai to get the Torah, he was established to write a whole Sefer Torah, so it's as if a kilo kibul ha'sinah. We'll see that later on in the text of the Beis Yosef.
Is Kinyan Chomis the
what?
Lashem b'maisa?
What?
Kinyan Chomis the first Lashem b'maisa?
No. The Rambam says he's just as ever. Kinyan Chomis the Pesach is Leika.
Leika
says just the opposite.
So what's the problem then?
What?
It is a maisa.
Yeah, well, we know Lekicha, we don't need a Rambam to tell us that Lekicha is a Maisa. I mean, by Kedushin, Lekicha is a Maisa. The whole deen of Kinyonim is a Maisa. Well, that's something else, the question of what are you over on over there. They're there, they ask Kashas, if you obtain a chometz b'pesach, how can you make a kinyan? It's also b'hanor. If it's also b'hanor, how can be chal a kinyan? That's the veld answer kasha. That's all. That's the only thing is there's a ran in the Aveda Zohar that says since it has value to goyim, that is value to goyim, so therefore there's a halais of kinyan. Rav Shaskis Zohar, Rebbe the Rosh Hashanah used to say the Allah Shabbos Agolu Droshes, but I kind of call it Professor. He says I'm tachem vergessen the ran in the Aveda Zohar.
They never do it. Rav Regensburg asked us on the sin. I'll don't forget like for kedushin. If the woman is sick and she needs chametz, and the man is not, that he gives his bosom, it's not sin about the Kabbalah.
Yes, that's right. That's the Mishnah Melech Chetira.
Yeah.
That goes whether you go after the Mason or the Kabbalah. That's the famous one. Yeah. That's the one. So coming back to this, he's saying that the question is, if he didn't write the Sefer Torah, they only bought it. I mean, just looking at the parts of the Gemara until you come up with the swerve of the idea of Ishtagos. That's all. So he says, finally, here's his Lashon. I just copied it so I'm to get the Lashon straight from his Al-Korcha Tzorach Lamer. The Lekicha Shiny. See, buying is different. Why? The Eisha Maisa HaLekicha. He does a Maisa. He went to the trouble of buying it. He probably had a haggle with it and so forth and so on. Well, Maisa Lakia Nechshev Kamot Kasiva Sefer Torah. But still, he says, one question is the following. This Chiddush, to say that the Kicha, to buy the Sefer Torah, is considered the Chaytev Mitzvah Min Ashuk, and Rashi says the Ovid Mitzvah, which Mitzvah? The Mitzvah of writing Ke'ilu Kosrov, where do you find it? He says, you don't find it, and he uses the Lashon Loba Mishnah, the Loba Braisa. So, that will have you have to have Ksiva Mamish. So that basically is not totally answered. Although you can say Lakitha is a Maisa, but it's still not the Maisa Ksiva. But nevertheless, that's the way Rashi learns in the Gemara, that you're Mekayim the Mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah by buying it, and by doing Ishtar, which is different than Yerusha. Yerusha did nothing. You just inherited. You don't have to do anything. So in that case, Alpha P. Yosh Odom Sefer Torah Ni'odiv Mitzvah Liftei Mishalo. He doesn't have a mitzvah at any sort of from that. That's the point. Now, what is the lesson when it says Kosvo Kilu Kiblo Mihar Sinai? So the Rambam, of course, the Rambam's lesson was he has it like in the Gemara Kosvo Kilu Kiblo Mihar Sinai. We just said it. That's what the Rambam says. Oh, in Koso be Yodo, Hariyuki would keep her in our Sinai. But if he didn't, he had somebody else, he's still going to fulfill the mitzvah. So where do we get that idea? It's not Mavur, Minolon. That's what the Nesivus HaKredis is asking. Hi, the Koso is people of our Sinai. And he said, he says the rule. You know, when you learn that safe from Nesivus HaKredis, just as if he's saying a shir. He says, "Ein derech hashas lachadish dover bilti ezer raya mishnah b'risa." You got to bring a raya. You know, you have a right to ask. So, vanat is the raya. Where is the raya that will keep him in Har Sinai? The Gemara doesn't say. It just makes that statement. Well, is there a pasuk? Is there anything else? And he mentions the Rambam says it costs the yodo hakilu kisa hakilu keep him in Har Sinai. So, dafke in costs the yodo mamish. Avonim in case of the other. Lachel in case of lo, it's a mitzvah, but it's not kilu kibla mehar sinai. Or zayn eneshu kilu kibla mehar sinai. Although it's clear that he fulfills the mitzvah ksiva sefer Torah. That comes out quite clear from the Achayim, because it's an inan of shluza shalodim kamesha in that case. Counted Ki'il Kiva Har Sinai, it has to be his own Ishtabas. But shortly will come what I mentioned before to see it inside how the Beis Yosef has to try to give a shot at that. That's the lesson. Now, when Rav Shesha said here in the Gemara, Afila Hegia, Beis Achas, Mar Olava Kosov, Ki'ilo Kosvo, so cases, as we said before, explained that it's a big accomplishment because it was the Torah was missing something. So he was gomar. He finished it. In fact, the Chakavah wants to say, like, you have to find a similar idea that if something is not complete and you complete it, it's as if you take the full responsibility. It could be like by Malachas of Shabbos. Malachas of Shabbos, if you made the Gemar Malach on something, you're chayav on that. So here, the Sefer Torah was not completed. It's lacking the shlemus of the Sefer. When you complete it, then it's Ke'ilu Kosva Biyoda, as if he wrote it. That would be the swerve on that. That would be basically the comparison that you would have in that particular case. So those are the different madregas. Now, let's look here in Yeridea, the Din Mitzvah of Sefer Torah, Simon Ayin Reish. They don't want to say Simon Reish Ayin. So they say Simon Ayin Reish. That's right. The way it is. Look, we have the tour. Look in the tour. And we see the tour, as we say, late tour for Verta here. Mitzvah Sasei, I'll call Odom Yisroel, Shiyitzul of Sefer Torah. And now he adds something. Uma'od Torah Lavdo Achreha. Now, that's already going into a pshat. You have to show it he's godless. And that's how he gives it as a hakdama to that text in the Gemara of Elokeach. This is the Omer of Shur ben Levi. He's quoting this Gemara we just learned in Menachos. Elokeach says the term in Ashuk, Kechaita Mitzman Ashuk. So, therefore, that is godless seems to be that you're Mekayim the Mitzvah Ksiva. Ma'od Torah. That's a big mitzvah to go be mishtal. Now, kosvo osher giyabo afilo eisachas, if he wrote the Sefer Torah, or he corrected it, ki'ilu kiblo mihar Sinai. Now, that's different than the Rambam. The Rambam says, that, in fact, the Gemara doesn't say it. The giyabo eisachas, ki'ilu kosvo, kosvo biyodo. It doesn't say kiblo mihar Sinai. The Torah is saying that even if the Geois Achas is also Kilo Kibla Mehar Sinai. He's saying that's shlemus. So that's a difference, another input. Koshken She'ein Lo Lamecha. Now that's a big inyan about selling a Sefer Torah. And we'll see in a moment, because we know that Sefer Torah are sold. People can go to New York, they can go to a Sefer, to a clothing store that handles that, and can buy a Sefer Torah.
Oh, wait, is that what he means by selling? I thought I interpreted to be an individual field.
Yeah, well, this is a commercial. Coming. That's good. That's the point that we have to come to. Because the question is, first of all, the Gemara says in Megillah, let's say, and he cites it also here in the Neshoshos, that it says in the Gemara Megillah also Lintra Sefer Torah, except Chutz the Lima Lilma Torah Velisa Isha. Let's say a person has his own Sefer Torah and he doesn't have money, let's say, to get married or to marry off a daughter, for the Indian of Shiduchim and so forth, he's allowed to do that. Or to go and learn Torah. He needs the expenses to travel to yeshiva or to whatever the expenses are. He's allowed to do that. The Shah says, I look how far the language is here in the Torah. Filer Yeshlo, he's saying the following. The Koshkin Shema Ma'a, Filer Yeshlo Habe Ma'am. Let's say he has half a dozen Sifri Torah. We're not talking about how he got them. He has a lot of Sifri Torah. He inherited, whatever the Yahusha is, from different eras in the family, from whatever happened, is Vatila Limker Yoshan. He has a very old, today, Likner's Chodesh, is Osir. You're not supposed to, the concept is, it's a Zildur. The Sefer Torah, as we'll see shortly, understand, it's not that it's a Zildur, you know, because we have a lot of people forget, you know, they think they can push around the Sefer Torah for any, just to take out a Sefer Torah out of your own Kaddish is a problem in Halacha. You have to be able to do something with that Sefer Torah when you take it out. You know, it's not something you can open up the Ohr Kodesh and look at it. That's not a zilzul. That's why some people ask the Shaila. Sometimes people, goyim come and want to see you inside the synagogue. I've been asked that Shaila in the rabbinate many times. Can you allow them? Can you open up so they can see what a Sefer Torah looks like? So I said, that you could do. But to take out the Sefer Torah and open it up and they should see the inside, that you're not allowed to do unless you do some sort of limud or kriya in it. You have to have a ma'ase kriya. That's why they explain. There's one time in the year, the only time of the year when we land a Sefer Torah at night. Sefer Torah. Where's there then no, where's the marker for landing a Sefer Torah? What? All right, but that's based, you'll see, on this concept over here. So, what's the union of, so some want to bring a marker of reading a Sefer Torah at night from the Mitzvah of Hakel. Mitzvah of Hakel, the Masoi, after the Septennial Assembly, to give the fancy English translation. After 7 years, but Matzoi Shnita, on Matzoi Yontav Rishon Shel Chag, there was a bima built in the Beis Hamikdash, and the Melech went up and read from the Sefer Torah. So that was done at night. That was the mitzvah of Hakel, and the way the Rambam describes it, at the end of Zilvus Luluf, it's like Kabbalah Satero HaSinai. It's sort of reliving that aspect of Kabbalah Sateva. But that's the only thing, that's one marker. The other marker is a very practical thing. You took out Sifrei Teva and you made Hakopis, but what about the purpose of the Sefer Teva is not to dance with it. The purpose is some limud. Limud. So you take out one Sefer Torah and you lay in it. And that's why we have, again, there's whole problems for a Ovel. And then Ovel, they bring the Sefer Torah to his house. So the Shulchan Aruch, so there's a minhag. It doesn't say it in the Shulchan Aruch. The text does not say it. But there's a minhag, you try to have it read three times. There's a minhag. The Aruch HaShulchan brings the minhag. But if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, the text, the Hetev, the Morgan Avraham, that they don't bring that minhag at all. They don't bring that. That's so far. The Mechaber only says you keep it there, Yomo Yomayim. As if to say, you have to show respect for the Sefer Torah, that although you read it, but don't just say, you take it from here and go to there, that's a zilzul. You have to put it like in some closet or bring a portable Ohr Kodesh and keep it there, even if you didn't read it three times. Uh-huh. Keep it there the extra day, and then you take it. That's the way, that's the way the psak of basically the Shulchan Aruch is. It seems interesting, I've seen a tshuva from Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach's father. He wrote a shaila about something in Eretz Yisrael where they were having a bar mitzvah in a hotel and they had to bring a Sefer Torah over there. So he wanted to answer it because they were not going to read it three times over there. And he brought a marker from a Zohar. That's where he brought the marker from. But that Zohar is not quoted by other Mefarshim. And not quoted by the Shulchan Aruch, but that's what it is. Now people have asked me that shaila, so I tell them because the Shulchan Aruch says if it's an Adam Choshev, if it's a big Talmud Chacham, you can bring the Sefer Torah there and land in the Sefer Torah and take it back after the landing. That's what it is. Or they say there were Nishoy Chavush Bebeisu Asurim. You had prisoners. In there, you don't just bring a Sefer Torah to them. You have to be able to keep it there. That's why they ended up with another shaila that a Rav in America asked the Meir Aruch, Rav Leiter of Pittsburgh, who was a big Rav in Pittsburgh, and wrote a shaila about the prison in Pennsylvania, where could they trust? They wanted to leave a Sefer Torah in the prison, could they trust on the nemonis of the warden to keep that lock, that they shouldn't tamper with the Sefer Torah. So if they are, wrote back, you could. That's an interesting thing. But they say, but they kept it there as a permanent thing for the whatever minion they had, what kind of minion they would have.
How did you answer about the bar mitzvah in the hotel?
Yeah. that actually you would have to keep it there as a sort of for several days.
But if you make the bar mitzvah Erev Rosh Chodesh on Sunday, so you have some minutes and then Rosh Chodesh.
You could have, if you have it over that period of time, that depends on
you could.
So then you could do that if you have three kids.
Whistles, you know.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that's the way it is. And where's that tshuva? That tshuva is published in the Tshuvas Marsham. Not written by the Masham in his lifetime. His grandson, the Magid of Yerushalayim, Shvadron, he was named after the Masham. Sholom Mordechai Shvadron, that's his Masham, the original Gaon's name. So he was named after that. So when he published it would be the eighth volume of Tshuvas from Kisvei Yad of the Masham, he put that tshuva in the back. From the Shlomo Zalman's father, Orbach, about the Kriya Satera in the hotel over there. He wants a beans a marker from Nazoya. That's the way I remember it. So coming back to this, they were just talking about the idea of a zilzul Sefer Torah. That's why the Yerushalmi says in Rosh Hashanah that you should not make, I get very upset about it, people take out a Sefer Torah from the Oren, the Chazan, the Shliya Tzibah, should run up to take the Sefer Torah. He shouldn't say, bring it down to me. Because that's a zilzul. The person has to go to the cupboard of the Sefer Torah that way and pick it. There's a Rishalmi that says that. It should be all the time. But, Risa, I've seen that. You have to go up to the Sefer Torah. It's like if there would be an autumn goggle. You say, here, come over here to me. You can't do that. That's a zilzul. You have to go to the Sefer Torah. That's the Yerushalmi and Rosh Hashanah. Anyhow, this idea of Mechira Pashtus, we haven't gone into much more of it yet, is of Afila Eimo Mayechel, Umil. He says, but Eimo Mayechel doesn't mean he has to starve to death. What about Pikuas Nefesh? So they explain, it means it's a Shas HaTchak. If he's even a Dachak, he shouldn't sell it. But if it's really he needs the food, so he sells it. That's all. Now, there were Jews in Europe that they had a shas or something as the way that we'll see later on, and who would sell a shas? He was starving. He sold the shas in order to do that. So the tour continues, and it says, "Amir in Sorach Lamecha today Lilna Peira Alisa." He should have said, "Gemara Megillah." The Ein Lo Dava Acher Limka Shaper Doni. Now here's a big chiddush. But the Rosh does. Because, in our generations now, I know I call it the more modern times, it's Maisim before Yom. You hear people saying they wrote a Sefer Torah for this one, they dedicated it to the Torah. When I was growing up, I rarely ever heard of it. I'm quite sure that some of our senior members here rarely ever heard of a bringing of someone writing a Sefer Torah. It was not well known. Today, it's, I almost say, Maishin B'chol Yayin. The Sefer Torah here, not the Sefer Torah here, and all of that. So, but the Rosh lived in a time, and of course, all the way up through for centuries, the people were not writing Sefer Torah. The community had a Sefer Torah. They delegate for it, the community. So, Ovi Adeni Rosh has a big chiddush here. Now remember, he's not reformed. He's not saying that the older generations. because how we hear today. That's in the old times. He's saying, that was what did they write from? A scroll. And remember, the Rosh lived in a time before printing, even. Before they printed. He lived in the 14th century. Well, he went from Germany to Spain. He was with the Gedolei Ashkenaz that moved to Toledo, Spain. So he's saying, "Avo idna shekaisen sifrei Torah u'magiyan u'manichan oisam b'beis haKnesset likros b'hem b'radim mitzvah tasei al kol Yisrael asher yodo maseges lichtoif tamid, he says, Chumshei HaTeira U'Mishna U'Gemora Perusheim La'Hagos Behem Hu'Abonov. In other words, if you buy Gemara, if you buy Chumashim, or anything has to do with learning, you're being Mekayim, the Rosh says, the mitzvah of Ksivas Sefer Torah. That's what he's saying. Mitzvah Ksivas Sefer Torah, Kedei Luma B'Dixiv, V'Lamdo Es B'nei Yisrael, Sima B'Fiyam. That's the purpose of it. V'Al Yedei HaGemora Perusha, Yeda Perush HaMitzvah Sadinim Aburiyam. L'chein, Hein Hein Atzvorim She'odam Atzuba L'Cheshvam, The gam shalom lameichlam im lo lilma tevelish isha. That's how he says another kiddush.
Wow.
Don't sell these tefillin unless you need it, lisa isha, or to learn tevel. That's the point. So that is a tremendous kiddush of there. Now the Shagas Arya in three tshuvas deals with the mitzvah ksivas sefer Torah. So he asks generally the question: how come we don't run around trying to be Mekayim this mitzvah? The Rosh says you do, but the Shagasai is Mefalpo, whether you really are Mekayim it that way. So he comes up with a different fetish. He says that through the centuries, there's no problem in writing any Sefer Torah on the Mesalus of certain words, of certain letters. We're not Boki, the Sefer via Sefer. And something that is missing or extra letters. So since we're not bucky on that, you really can't fulfill the mitzvah ksivas sefer Torah. That's why there isn't that such hechrach to write it. That's his chiddush after the big lumbus and three chuvas back and forth. But coming back to the question of ownership of a sefer Torah, which Rav Shandel mentioned before between yechidim and rabbim, there's an interesting description in his own fashion from the Ragachava Gaon. The Ragachava Gaon in several places repeats this idea. You know, there are three volumes that were systematically arranged to take some of the conceptual ideas of Halacha of the Ragachava. So if you want to look up what does the Ragachava say about, for example, Malacha of Shabbos. If you look under Mem, they have it organized that way. That was originally started by Rav Kasher Zal, and it was extended by Rav Teitz. Rav Teitz got a group to do that. So if you look under Sefer Torah, here's what the Ragachava describes. What is the concept of relationship of the human being to the Sefer Torah? So here's his Lashon, very interesting Lashon that he has. That's in the Sefer is called Klalei HaTeira VeHaMitzvah Marecha Sefer Torah Simen Mem Tes. So the Rosh Chava asked this Shaila, but it's collected from the different Shuvas that he wrote to many people over the years, but they organized it. Yesh Lachker Im Yesh B'Sefer Torah Kinyan Etzem. Do you really have, like, you know, you own something. It's yours. You do whatever you want with it. But with a Sefer Torah, he says, the Hainu, what does that mean? Kamo Sharketet, Sashayach Labailo. Or Yesh Barak Kinyan HaTor. It looks like you own it. But you really don't have any real possession of that. Tlema, the Ha'ika Sefer Torah, Rak Likos Bay. What's the purpose of the Sefer Torah? Not to own it. The purpose is to read it, to learn it. And Zolas Toela Sakriya, Guf HaSefer Ein HaShobah Klum. Not worth anything. What's the whole purpose of it? It really doesn't have any value except for the reading. The hakriya he dover shel hegdish hashayach ligvaya. That's an intangible thing. That's a hegdish thing. The ain bo kinyan etzem. Over there, nuchel lepar, so brings the gemara bava batra mem gimel. We're talking about that someone steals a sefer Torah from a town. Sefer Torah shagonvu. So it says over there they catch the accused, the alleged ganav. So they said he has to be judged. So the question it says, "Ain dayaning be dayoner be oisoyer." The Gemara Barabasa Mem Gimel Olalev. You can't use the dayanim there because they're negging because they are members of the town, they have to recuse themselves, you know, the prejudice, whatever it is. So the Gemara says, well, look, if the Sefer Torah belongs to the town, that means to everybody, l'salko be'kai, let them, or the Aiders, let them say we don't have any part of the ownership of this Sefer Torah. Let them say that. So the Gemara's answer is saying that you can't, by the Sefer Torah, the way the Rashbam says over there, that they don't have any real ownership in it. They don't have, so there's no union there of being Masalik. They have to have that judged by somebody else. That's the whole, so that's one of the riots that he brings. In fact, the lesson there in the Rashbam is that if a town does not have a Sefer Torah, everybody in our B'nai Aniyim are considered like poor people or so forth. But the main point that he has, Yesh Lachalik Bein Shel Yochid Shel Rabin, Shel Yochid Choshuv Kinyan Etim. The person owns a Sefer Torah, it's not for public kriya. He has it himself, so he has ownership in that. Over Shel Rabin, look, the Kol Heza Deisa Begezer Achmane belongs to the Rabin, as if to say you can't sell the Sefer Torah of the Rabin. It can only be by a Yochid who has his own possession of it. That would be the difference when it talks about Lisa Isha or so forth, that you can sell it. But a Sefer Torah Rabin, you really would not be allowed to sell it.
The middle one, the commercial, the Torah that has it.
Yeah.
We're not talking about the Shul Sefer Torah. That's the second one, that Rabin is the Shul Sefer Torah.
That's right.
The other thing you got that he owns the Sefer Torah for learning. But what about the commercial person?
Depends how did he get it. That's it. How did he get it? He must have, whatever it was, it might have been...
Maybe he got after the war, that him...
Yeah, but let's not even talk about it. Let's say someone, a Yochid, sold it to him for Lisa Isha.
Okay.
Yeah, he bought it off him. He says he's ready to buy it, then the other one tried to get as much money as possible in order to be able to marry off his daughter, or to get a shidduch, whatever it is. So now he has it up for sale. He's not interested in being the kind of mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. He bought it. He has it up for sale. So that would be the pashtus, the way Rashi learns that it's not a Sefer She'ena Muga. It's a good Sefer Torah, but a lokeya Sefer Torah min ashuk, yechaitav mitzvah in ashuk. It's a mitzvah. He had a ishtadlus to buy a Sefer Torah. He wants to have it. In order to be Mekayim, the mitzvah.
We're not talking about him. We're talking about the seller.
Right. But the seller of that particular situation probably, the question is whether you'd be allowed to sell it. Because, perhaps Tesis pushes the idea that there had a chesoron in it. So he wants it. He doesn't want to have it. Al tashkim ba'alecha avlo. He sells it to the other person. The other person fixes it.
Can you make a
store
sacred
under stuff? No, I'd not do that. That would not be proper.
If someone already has a time limit, but can they buy a sacred Torah out tonight if they're going to find someone else to sell it to?
I don't think. And you're asking something that I have to think about, but I don't think you can do that. Okay. And the chlal, you know, either you're buying it for the purpose of chait of mitzvah and ashuk, or if you follow Rashi, you're a kind of mitzvah, ksiva sefer Torah.
Someone was already guilty previously.
Yeah, right.
Now this would be a second one.
That's why Rashi said very simply, Ovid mitzvah, but not mitzvah yaseva, as if he would have written it, then it's Pilu Kibla Mihar Sinai. It's Madregas and that Indian there of the Sefer Torah. So these are some of the inyanim that we discussed here from the Gemara. Just take a quick look, there's a minute of Beis Yosef, where he talks about the idea. I use interesting language of not making a fill. Go back there to sentence, the number four. It's actually number three. Look at like sugar number three. Number three in the Beis Yosef on the side would conclude with this. When it says the Torah quotes Kilo Kiblo on the Har Sinai, what kind of lesson is that? So the Torah, so the Beis Yosef writes, Yesh Lemidas Rachmin Lema, Kamo Shetorah Teozeh, Kein Hoyeteoz Lelechaz. In other words, he's matriach to write it himself. Kein, he says, That's the lesson. So the same thing, if you say that the Maisa Lekicha is a Maisa, it's a, you're Mekayim the Mitzvah with Ticha, but it's still not Kikil Kibla Mihar Sinai. That's a greater effort, is to write the whole Sefer Torah yourself. That would be the end. All right. Let's pray to everybody for coming.
I think I told you once when I became home, I inherited a very small Sefer Torah at the KJ Hebrew School that had two boxes high. So I opened it up and looked at it, and there were letters that were not complete. Yeah. So it wasn't for us. And I put it in the wall. For some reason or other, the vice general saw the Sefer Torah.
Yeah.
So he comes to me and he says, could I buy this Sefer Torah from you? So I said, why? Why would you want to have this Sefer Torah? No. First he asked me, is this Sefer Torah a kosher? I said, no. I get it? Could you give it to me? Why would you want it ready?
Yeah.
Because I would, first of all, I would fix it. Secondly,
yeah,
it's enough for me to be able to then.
Yeah, we got consummate.
I already had it from reason. And there was no sofa in town at that time. So I then turned to him and I said, Rebbe, are you allowed to sell a Sefer Torah?
Yeah.
End of our discussion, I called us, there was a sofa that came to town from out of New York. And I told him, here's the Sefer Torah. You must hear it. You have to look at it with a microscope because there are letters that have to be fixed. And there's no rush. Let me know when you're done. For 3 years, I don't hear a word. I hear, I know, I write a letter to the sofa.
Yeah.
For 3 years ago, I say, gave you a second color to look over, and I haven't heard, what is the condition of this second color today? 6 weeks later, I get a package. In it is a second color, and the package says, move down, no bill. Still waiting for the bill.
Amazing.
We used that when I wanted to use it for Rabin, so not Kagan's Kanye, it's not covered up Rabin, too small, so we used it for Rabin, of course, although we have a little, they said a sharp, he had a clever voice.
You know, he was very sharp.
Since
there was a little Sefer Torah, effect time, he was in the 90s already. So, and like this, he hardly could walk. He was going to walk. So he said, Rebbe, it came up your gate. We can't get answers. So he says, Shmini Atzeres in the third, Regal Bishmei Ato. We creep under the feet.
Very good.
Well, we can walk.
I like that.
Under the feet.
You
want to ride down?
Yeah, okay.
Okay,
I'll be going.
I'm
going to
see you. Well, I have a chazaka already. All right, you got your chazaka. I'll give it right back. All right. Be careful that the other papers won't fall out.
Okay. I will try to.
All right.
He's going to fix. He's going to come to.
Well, he's my gear.
You know.
I had a mic in the show once. I had a mic in the show once.
How did you know Hebrew?
I had a mic in the show once. That in the first show, but the story came from my old show.
Yeah.
That they had been reading it for years and years. And they found that the word Noah was written with Nun Hay.
Oh,
I was my ear. Then we got a Sefer Torah on it.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yes.
Watch your step.
Yes. Yes. Young men, I'll keep them on the rest of them.
Yeah.
I wasn't invited.
But right now, you have to be very careful not to get involved.
I'm
sorry. Yes. Stay away from it. Well, if you can clarify the situation,
I'll pull up to the
run of dodging right now.
Okay, I'll wait.
Some of the people there, you have to be very wary who can do this.
Very sick this
house. What? Yeah, he lost the entertainer if I saw him in the hospital.
I don't want to
be my kid. Yeah, just stay away from
it.
Don't get it because the people that were involved, but they're not listening, or they did listen,
don't get yourself tied up in it.
Okay.
I'm just giving you a word of advice.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Okay.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Maybe they should just start services in different places, they want.
I don't know. If they're interested in services, then something else.
That should be on the...
Isn't Hickory Lake father of Reform Zavos?
What?
Hickory Lake? Is that true? Or a father?
Well,
they are
my mother. This was a separate Jew because
Oh.
Yeah, I'm getting a ride with somebody over there. I told him to stay away from that. Don't get involved.
greetings.
How are you?
How are you doing?
Good.
Okay, what's going on?
Nothing.
You're the boss?
Well,
who's here?
I dropped off Dallas people today.
Huh?
I dropped Dallas people today, so we're going to
keep him there. Yeah, so he made you go to get pizza?
He brought the pizza in.
Oh, he's one. Oh, the one who brings food.
Right.
Okay, that sounds right.
How is your lovely wife? Yeah. How is your lovely wife?
Good. We were not from Toronto, right?
Oh, yeah.
They like to go to Hawaii.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Where did you go? Oh, okay.
Okay. Where did you go?
Right.
I have to wait on time. Okay.
You need to the bus.
Yeah. 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 So, mother,
is that it? Yeah, yeah.
And then do your brother visiting you?
I think one of my brothers might be coming in for Thanksgiving, and
you're
going to
live
as well. My mother and I
are
going to
live with my father
and
dad. You and your mother?
Yes.
Okay, how long
have
you been gone?
Two
or three. Can you look up my father?
I could look up
your
mother.
He's only
really
good.
Yeah,
I'm
not coming. Yeah.
No. Yeah.
No.
normally it takes 7 hours, then you can.
Yeah.
So gradually,
Technically, you're right, but I got the mail.
The rabbi,
yeah.
He was fine. Okay. Good night.
I listed.
I was in the conference room again, just to make sure. Are you in the kitchen?